The other night, up at Germantown, if there's any scripture in the Bible against gambling. And, there's none directly. It don't mention the word gambling. But there's a lot of things it don't mention by name, you know, right, come right out. Mention it, unless you included in the 17 works of the flesh and such like. Amen. Nearest thing we can come to a scripture against gambling is thou shalt not covet. That's good. You won't be able to beat that one. Amen. Because the inspiration for gambling, playing the lottery, bingo, and everything else is covetousness. Yes. Thou shalt not covet. Amen. And I happened to find a scripture here in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 11, said, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Amen. There are other ways here in this same chapter to get wealth. Amen. But if it's not gotten by labor, chances are, or if it is not given to someone who appreciates labor, it will not be very satisfying. Amen. And so I'd like to read you what Proverbs 13:11 says from the Living Bible. It says, wealth from gambling quickly disappears. So I had to go to the Dr. Taylor's Living Bible to get the gambling. Amen. Wealth from gambling quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows. Amen. So much for Dr. Taylor's rendition of Proverbs chapter 13:11. I believe it. Amen. Praise God. Well, glory to God. I want to read you a little bit in Proverbs chapter 11. Wealth gotten by vanity. We'll start chapter 13. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Amen. One reason I'm starting here is because some friends of ours up in Germantown told us about a church in Middletown with a pastor that some years ago had split off from the Church of God and started the church. And a mutual friend of ours was up teaching the other Sunday morning on standard Springfield, Missouri literature, Assembly of God literature, quarterly, and it come out against playing the lottery of all things. Amen. And he just went ahead and taught it, you know, right down the line, you know, the quarterly taught against playing the lottery. And so a gentleman walked up to him after church who was a merchant in the Tri-City area around here. Amen. And he said he had never heard that it was wrong to play the lottery. And come to find out, amen, the pastor had been buying lottery tickets from him. Amen. And he was playing the lottery. The church secretary treasurer was playing the lottery. And when it all came out, amen, and the storm died down, the fog cleared away, half the church was playing the lottery. And so the church is split. And the pastor got up Sunday morning and resigned, said there wasn't a black mark against his record, but he's going to keep on playing the lottery. Amen. That's black enough as far as I'm concerned. Amen. He'll keep on playing the lottery. Resigned the church, cleaned out his office, and the church is currently without a pastor. Amen. Got about a half, three-fourths congregation left. Amen. And interim, the one who's teaching the Sunday school is reluctantly the interim pastor presently. Amen. Till the fog dies down. Now, you wouldn't think, you know, that anybody saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost would have any trouble knowing that it was wrong to play the lottery, much less a preacher. Amen. You just wouldn't think anybody would have any trouble knowing that. Amen. But on the other hand, there's a lot of folks, you know, that's got a strange, mixed attitude about God. This week, amen, in the Inquirer, if you will, read it in the Inquirer, they say, right on the front page, they picked out what the person said that had worked hard to get to casino, amen, down in Rising Sun, Indiana, and then they took out her words and put it in bold headlines in the middle of the paragraphs, you know how they do it, amen, and they were saying, thank God it's finally here. Well, now, what God was they thanking? I mean, you know, Sister Cox, you know, was talking about victory through the Trinity. And, trusting in the Trinity. Amen. And the virtues of trusting in the Trinity. Amen. I know the Father wouldn't bring the casino in. And I know the Son wouldn't bring the casino in. And I know the Holy Ghost wouldn't bring the casino in, so what God are they thinking? Amen. The God of this world. You see, the attitude and the concept of Jesus, if you will, quote, end quote, amen, is so warped today that they've got the devil and Jesus all mixed up. Amen. I mean, anything supernatural as far as some folks concerned is God. Amen. But there is a supernatural being that has play in the affairs of men currently and historically and continuously. Amen. And the Bible calls Lucifer the god of this world. Amen. You know what God they're thinking? Amen. Lucifer. Amen. You know what God, the Masonic Lodge, is praying to? Amen. Since you cannot legally pray in the Masonic Lodge to Jesus or in Jesus' name, amen. What God are they praying to? In whose name are they praying? Amen. And when they finally get to the higher degrees of their quote, Luciferian doctrine. Amen. And they have outgrown their, quote, superstitions. Amen. When you get up as high as a Shriner, amen, you swear by Allah, the God of the Muslim, that if you reveal any of the secrets or any preceding secrets, amen, that you shall be condemned, flayed on the bottom of your feet, condemned to walk the Sahara until you're consumed by the plague. I mean, they've gone, amen, to praying in thy form, praying in thy name, quote. Amen. Brother up in Middletown got upset when I preached against the lodge about 25 years ago, and he called me up on Monday and he told me how they prayed, and amen, he prayed their prayer right over the telephone to me. He said, in thy name. Amen. Now, that's not the way the Bible said to pray. The Bible said, ask the Father in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, yeah. Amen. You can watch them go through the little rigmarole at any funeral you want to, and you'll never hear the name of Jesus mentioned. Why is it offensive to Masonic order, amen, to mention the name of Jesus, or that is, pray in the name of Jesus? Amen. Why? Because they're serving another God. Amen. Hallelujah. Why is it wrong to play the lottery? Well, the best definitions or one of the best illustrations that I ever heard was a preacher dreamed up in southern Illinois near St. Louis that he won the lottery. And Only thing, he had to collect it from the folks that paid into it. He had to walk up and down the street and collect it from widows and drunks and poor people that didn't have enough money to feed their kids, that played the lottery hoping they'd strike it rich, and took the last bite of food out of the family's mouth. Amen. And after he got done collecting it from all those poor and depressed hard-living people, amen, he decided it was wrong to play the lottery. It was wrong to prey on people like that. Amen. If our church, our Christian church, preyed on people like that, the Catholic Church got away with it for years because we don't expect anything out of them. Amen. But if the fundamental church, preyed on people like that, man, I can just hear it now. Can't you? Amen. Man, I can just hear it. I can just hear the huzz. I can just hear the gossip going. Oh, boy. Amen. Playing the lottery. Playing bingo in church. Praise God. Well, I think I've said enough about it. Amen. I may say more. I don't know. Praise God. But I think thou shalt not covet, and the 17 works of the flesh, which ends up, and such like, is enough. Amen. To let anybody know that it's wrong to play the lottery. Amen. And I think the person was wrong to say, thank God the casino's finally here. Now, what does a casino bring? It brings crime, drunkenness, amen, lewd shows, wicked, crooked people, amen, involves, the higher-ups in the high orders of crime and the mafia, amen. In fact, I think they're probably behind most of the movements to bring the casino into Ohio and into Indiana and other states, amen. But they're going to have more police. They're going to have they say, well, it's going to bring a lot of money into the community. Amen. It's going to take a lot of money out. Don't you doubt it for one minute. Amen. Did you ever hear of a casino going broke because they lost money? Did you ever hear of a gambling house going broke because they lost money? Huh? The house ain't going broke, folks. Amen. They can work enough shenanigans and, amen, put the foot pedal down in the right place. Come on. Amen. Don't you think they don't know how to do it? Amen. Don't you think that the mafia don't know how to run it? Don't you think they don't know how to put pressure in the right places? Don't you think they haven't already put money in the right places? Amen. I guess you can see I'm against it. Everybody's against it. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The eyes have it. The amen have it. Praise God. I mean, you didn't have me to get up and preach on it either to know that it was wrong. Amen. I didn't have to get up here, praise God, and tell you it was wrong. You already knew it was wrong, didn't you? Praise God. Well, if I win $3 million, I'll give it to God. Amen. God don't need it. Amen. There's some things God don't need, and that's one of them. Amen. Oh, he'll get it eventually, one way or the other. Amen. But he don't need ill-gotten gain. Amen. He wouldn't even let them bring the price of a dog into the temple. Or the price of a harlot. Why? He don't need it. Praise God. God ain't that bad off. Hey? Amen. He wants holy people. Praise God. Godly people. I don't care how much sinner gives. It won't do him one bit of good. Amen. But he'll bless the gift of the godly. Praise God. He'll bless the gift of the righteous. He'll bless both gift and giver. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Let me read a little bit more. Amen. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. You'll have that word life and living, amen, mentioned different times throughout this chapter and throughout Proverbs, amen. And so just remember that, and let's swing from the tree of life for a little while, because that's better than the hard road of death. Amen. That's what I'm preaching on tonight. What a hard way to die. Amen. What a hard way to die. Amen. It's a hard way to die, folks. Praise God. I'd rather, praise God, have that which is like a tree of life, wouldn't you? Amen. Hallelujah. Whoso despises the word shall be destroyed. He that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Somebody said, we don't believe in a religion of fear. Well, the Bible said, he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Amen. I get on that big old overgrown pup up there for dragging limbs and all kinds of junk into the yard. Amen. I had one dog one time that brought me a garden hose. Amen. But most of the time when they bring shoes, they just bring one. I wish they'd bring both of them. Amen. Amen. You know, that dog, you know, for bringing things into the yard, dragging big old limbs into the yard. And so I got after him with it the other day, trying to convince him that he wasn't supposed to bring limbs in the yard. Amen. Maybe we ought to break it across his back. But he ran in the doghouse, and so I just beat on the doghouse with it and scared him to death. I thought, he'll not bring no more limbs in this yard. Guess what? Today he had one just as crooked and just as big as the one I beat the doghouse with the other day. Amen. That he had dragged into the yard. Amen. Now that didn't please me about that dog. That makes me want to warp him across the head with it. Amen. Hey, amen. God will reward an obedient child of God too. Amen. He likes to see us do things right. He said, he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Hallelujah. The law of the wise is a fountain of life. Verse 14, there's that life. Again, a fountain of life, a tree of life. Amen. To depart from the snares of death. Oh God. Now they are in the same verse. Life and death in the same verse. Sick. Heart sick in a tree of life in the same verse, verse 12. Amen. And life and snares of death in the same verse. Amen. Oh, I want life. How many choose life? Say amen. How many reject the hard road of death tonight? Say amen. Hallelujah. Yes, to depart from the snares of death. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. I guess, amen, and up toward 10,000 tapes have been sent out from Brother Havis and this church on his message, A Hard Road to Hell. Amen. And some have had it and reordered it because they wore it completely out. Amen. It's a hard, this is where he took his text. But the way of transgressors is hard. What a hard way to die, to be a transgressor. Continually going across the forbidden line. That's what it means. To trespass across forbidden lines. Amen. Amen. I don't know if there's any Daniels here tonight or not, but I had a strange dream the other night. I dreamed that Sister Collins and I had chickens, but the chickens had made their nest. They'd dug down into the ground and made their nest, and there was jagged rocks sticking out in their nest. And consequently, when they laid their eggs, the eggs fell on the rocks and cracked them. And I was gathering the eggs, and most of them was cracked. And so I told Sister Collins, go ahead and cook them. If nothing else, I said, we'll feed them to the dog. Amen. Those chickens was laying their eggs in the wrong place. Amen. If you'll allow me to say, I don't believe those chickens was in the will of God. Huh? Praise God. Amen. We need to live in the will of God, or our fruit will be flawed. Amen. No fruit to perfection. Amen. Well, I don't know. Tell it as a dream. Amen. But it was somehow or other meaningful to me. Amen. My. Amen. Sometimes those dreams are all too real and come true all too soon. Amen. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. Health and faithfulness go together. Amen. I'll tell you, you're going to have a hard enough fight with the devil if you're as righteous as Job. But didn't God turn the captivity of Job? Amen. You know why? Because he was faithful. He didn't budge a half inch from his faithfulness. Praise God. He was a faithful ambassador. He told it like God wanted him to tell it. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said it's health. Didn't God turn the captivity of Job? Didn't he give him twice as much as he ever had before? Didn't he bless him greater with children than he ever had before? Wasn't his daughters the most beautiful in all the earth? Amen. Yes. Praise God. A faithful ambassador is health. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction. Rebellion is a serious thing, folks. It brings poverty and shame. Amen. But he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. Ooh, glory to God. Could preach a little while tonight on the path of honor. Amen. If you can take reproof and hold up, amen. Yeah, even though you hang your head momentarily, you get your head back up after a while and smile again. You can take reproof. You can take rebuke from a friend. Amen. Yes, glory to God. Amen. He said, he shall be honored. Hallelujah. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. Not only is it abomination to them, amen, you're an abomination to them because you depart from evil. Amen. And Brother Bill Corn got saved. He was a master mason. Amen. He never did go back. One of the police officers came around, talked to him, you know, doing his lodge duty, you know, to see what was wrong with amen, Mr. Master Mason Bill Corn. He said he got saved. And amen, he made left with some kind of statement. Who in the world he'd think he was? Or amen, what kind of holier than thou? Or what kind of holy Joe it was he anyway? Amen. But I didn't even have to tell Bill it was wrong. I didn't even have to preach it. He quit when he got saved. He asked me about it later. Praise God. Amen. But he knew in his spirit. And he'd already got the go ye from God. Amen. He that regardeth proof shall be honored. The desire accomplished is sweet to soul, but it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. Say, what's wrong with the lodge? The kind of company you keep. Amen. You have a stronger bond to the lodge than you do the church. Amen. You're bound by oath to go to the end of your tow rope to help a former lodge member, amen, whether he be right or wrong. In the first three degrees, it's murdering treason accepted, amen. But if he steals or commits adultery or any other kind of misdemeanor or larceny, you're bound to go to the end of your tow rope to defend him. When you get the eighth degree, the royal arch degree, you're bound by oath, amen, to defend your fellow lodge member, amen, whether he be right or wrong, murder and treason not accepted. That's bad company, folks. I think, you know, I'd change company, praise God. Amen. And I've had a lot of friends, praise God, and they got saved. they changed the kind of company they run with. At least those that were bound, they were bound to by an oath, and a bloody oath at that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Paul said we can't get away from all the wrong kind of people in this world, or we'd have to go clear out of the world. Amen. But we don't have to ask for it. We may have to work with them. We may have to go to school with them. Amen. But we don't have to throw in with them with everything we've got, including our oaths. Amen. One of my friends still belonged to Lodge out in Virginia, and we remonstrated with him about it. And I told him the Bible said, swear not at all. Amen. Amen. I mean, you begin to repeat the bloody oaths that start from the very first degree of the lodge. Amen. Right on up to the very highest you can go. Amen. It's bad company, folks. Amen. That's why I don't go to a lot of places. I don't run with some folks. Amen. Praise God. All right. He that walketh with the wise, this is one of the scriptures they gave me when I first got saved. He that walketh with the wise, verse 20, shall be wise. He that walketh with the wise men shall be wise. But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Amen. Did you know your Bible said, you say, Brother Carl, you're preaching all that from the Old Testament. There's a preacher told another preacher friend of mine the other day, he had never heard me preach out of the New Testament. Amen. Well, you ought to have been here last Wednesday night. Praise God. Amen. I preach out of both Testaments. Amen. Did you know the New Testament said, be not unequally yoked together, teamed up? That's my paraphrasal. Amen. Yoked together, teamed up with unbelievers. What concord hath Christ with Belial? What fellowship hath light with darkness? He that believeth with an infidel, amen. We may not be able to get away from them all together, but we don't have to be teamed up with them. Yoked together. Amen. That's why I had to leave the baseball team when I was a 15-year-old boy. Amen. And they begged me to stay on, play one more game, finish up the season. God had dealt so severely with me, I could not go. I could not go. If I'd have went one more game, you'd have never heard my name. You'd never known I existed. I was about to cross over forbidden lines. I was about to cross God's deadline and thought I did. Amen. Thought I never could get back. Amen. I had to quit. Why? Amen. Teamed up with the wrong kind of crowd. Praise God. Hey, you're not going to win the world by teaming up with them. Amen. Don't cast your pearls before swine, them swine. Amen. They'll trample your pearls under feet and turn right around and rend you. Amen. Brother Tip Smith down at Barville, Kentucky, used to tell about falling into the hog pen. An old sow liked to eat him up. He said, you know why I fell in the hog pen? He said, there was more of me over on that side than there was on this side. Amen. You know why a lot of people backslide and fall into the world? They're leaning too far over into the world. Amen. We need to watch who we run with. We need to seek new companions altogether when we get saved. Amen. Run with a whole new bunch. Praise God. Amen. All right. Evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. How'd you like to be chased all your life by a monster called evil? I was a little boy. Amen. I was scared of trains. J.D., my uncle, just a little over a year older than me, we was down to the creek where the railroad trestle went down the river and crossed Field Creek, and he was going to show me the train. And I'd never been close to one before yet. Amen. So I was just a little bitty fella, and here we are between a railroad track and the river, and the train's coming, and he's going to show me old Sandy Bogan. That was that streamlined passenger train that sailed down Frisco Line. Amen. And Man, when that train came down that track belching smoke and shaking the ground and spitting out steam, amen, and blowing that whistle, I broke to run toward the river as fast as I could go. It like to scared me to death. And I had dreams when I was a little boy of trains chasing me. It never occurred to me that trains couldn't chase you, that they were bound to the track. Amen, but not the trains in my dream. Those noisy black things, amen, belching smoke and spitting steam and making loud noises was chasing me in my dreams. Amen. I was afraid of them. Amen. There's a very, I outgrowed it. I got over it. Amen. Amen. Maybe a little bit too much. So ho ho. But how'd you like to be pursued by a monster that couldn't be allayed, that couldn't be put off, that couldn't be shook, that you couldn't lose him anywhere you went? He pursued you relentlessly. And sometimes it seemed like he's going to catch up with you. Evil is going to chase you and fall at last, overrun you and drag you into hell. Oh God, amen. The righteous, however, good shall be repaid to the righteous. Amen. Evil pursueth sinners, but good shall be repaid to the righteous. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. Amen. Here's an instance of children's children inheriting from even grandfather. Amen. Money that they didn't necessarily work for. Amen. But they at least set the example of how it came. Huh? Amen. Come easy, come go easy. Amen. Easy come, easy go. That's why, again, it's wrong to play the lottery. The people that have won it, it wrecked their lives for the most part. Wrecked their homes. Wrecked their children. Amen. But a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Let me read that again. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. You're not listening to me. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. You know who's finally going to get it, Randy Coffey? The just. Amen. The wealth of the sinner laid up for the just. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Oh, I give you some very good examples of that. Amen. My God. Hallelujah. I must go on. Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for the want of judgment. Somebody said, you're judging. I would like to thank you for the compliment that I have at least some judgment. We better have some judgment. Amen. I mean, amen. When you pull out there to Route 4, you better watch and look both ways and make the right choice which way you go. Amen. There was a brother came here to church for the first time and pulled onto Route 4 right here where he couldn't cross over and turned north and was meeting the oncoming traffic on the wrong side of the road as he went up the hill, and one of them was a state patrol. Amen. Bad time to meet the state patrol when you're driving on the wrong side of the road. Amen. How many think you got better sense than to make a left turn right here in front of the church where you can't cross? Amen. Amen. I believe even my wife is a better driver than that. I don't think she's ever made a left turn. Amen. My daughter pulled out a time or two. Amen. When she shouldn't have, and had a wreck right there. I mean, I heard the sirens blowing. Amen. I looked out, and my daughter had stopped and looked both ways and still pulled out in front of somebody. Amen. Here comes the fire truck. Here comes the ambulance. Here comes the wreckers, and it's my daughter in the wreck right at the end of the drive. Amen. I mean, we can do things from the force of habit. One of them stop and go on whether somebody's coming or not. Amen. Looking for somebody else to stop. Amen. That's why they teach us to drive defensively. You got to watch the other feller too. He may not be thinking straight. He may be in deep meditation. Amen. He may be like Brother Gerald Green driving around down the road with his eyes shut praying. Amen. Hey, Brother Gerald sideswiped somebody or had a little bit of a fender bender driving down Highway 63 toward Mammoth Spring, Arkansas, had his eyes shut praying. There's a time when you don't want to close your eyes and drive by faith. Brother Gerald told me he learned not to do that. Amen. Didn't take very many times, you know, to learn not to do that. What is that? Amen, Brother Sexton. That's just good judgment. Amen. Don't drive with your eyes shut. Amen. If you're going to pray driving down the highway, watch and pray. Huh? You believe you can watch and pray? Amen. Pastor got word, you know, back when Pentecost was being persecuted, amen, that they was going to throw rotten tomatoes at the congregation that night. And so when he called them into the altar, he said, "Now, folks," he said, "I want you to be wise." He said, "I want you to watch and pray." Sister got down at the altar, right in the middle of the aisle, eyes shut, facing the door. Amen. And hadn't hardly started praying until a rotten tomato hit her in her face. Amen. And there she was with rotten tomato juice dripping down her face and off her nose. And she was crying and said, "Pastor, I just don't understand why it had to happen to me. I was in church and I was praying. Why? She said, "That pastor told us that I told you to watch and pray." Amen. Sometimes you need to use judgment and watch and pray. One of them is when you're, amen, flying an airplane or when you're driving down the highway. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Amen. You need to watch and pray. You need to watch what you're doing. Praise God. Oh, yes. So what if the wicked prosper? Amen. The righteous are going to get it because it's laid up for the just. Amen. There is that is destroyed for the want of judgment. Wrong choices. Wrong decisions. Amen. Throw this in for good measure. He that spareth his rod hateth his son. I wish the lawyers and judges would make up their mind what they expect the parents to do. If your child gets out and is juvenile delinquent, they're going to haul you in. If he's missing school, the truant officer now is not only going to get the child, but they're going to arrest the parents because the child's not in school. Now, here's a woman right here in Hamilton, Sister Pridemore, amen, trying to discipline her 14-year-old daughter, and they need it nowadays. Amen. Yes, sir. And so the daughter goes and calls 911. You know what she needs? She needs another beating just as soon as that mother gets home. Amen. And I'm just the kind of fella to give it to them, and they better not nobody, amen, ever interfere with me disciplining my children. I'll spread my discipline a little bit further. Amen. It better not no guy come driving along like he did to my cousin. She was about to whip her child. And he said, "If you whip that child," he said, "I'll call the law." Amen. Better not no guy drive up to my road. And I'm disciplining my child and tell me he'll call the law. He may not be able. Amen. I mean, he may not have any teeth. He may be talking through false teeth. Amen. I mean, there's some things that I just will not put up with. And one of them's interference when I'm disciplining my children. I can say that very bold and very brave. I've already got mine raised. Amen. Hey, tee hee hee. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I wish they'd make up their mind. When a court can call a parent in and put them in jail for chastening their child, we're in bad shape. You know what they're doing? The lawyers and judges are taking us from both directions. They're robbing us without a gun. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We was having our first full gospel business men's convention in Barberville, Kentucky, and they had invited all the pastors in the area, all denominations, all the lawyers, all the judges, all the politicians. Amen. And my friend John Dixon, the lawyer, was there, and John Whitsett got up, testified, "I'm John Whitsett, pastor of Hydrick Church, on the way to heaven. I'm John Whitsett, a pastor of Hydrick Church, on the way to heaven." Amen. And then John Dixon, the lawyer, was next. He said, "I'm John Dixon of Hamilton." An old gentleman piped up in the congregation and said, "Yeah, but you didn't say where you was going." John Whitsett just said he is going to heaven. Amen. And I'll tell you what, hell's going to be populated by lawyers and judges that get it from both sides. I'm talking about money. Amen. That rob both sides. Amen. Yeah. They're one of the big reasons that there's a lot of laws today that shouldn't be on the books. Huh? Amen. Poor old people that can't even afford it having to hire a lawyer. Poor old lady can't even afford it trying to raise her children right and trying to bring her daughter up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Amen. Have to put up $2,000 bond to get out of jail. Saints of God ought to go in and pay it for her, bless God, and hire one of the best lawyers in the country to fight it. Because we're in bad shape. Amen. He that spareth his rod hateth his son. Amen. I'll tell you what, every judge and every lawyer and every ungodly, crooked, amen, man of the bar, bless God, that shaded the truth in favor of their client, is going to have to face the judgment. He that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. Amen. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. Amen. How terrible to go through life, and no matter how much you got, never be satisfied. Never be happy. Never be content. Never have peace. Folks, that's my title. It's a hard way to die. Amen. What a hard way to die. Amen. Amen. He used to have a little old song years ago about old Blue. Old Blue, old Blue. Said when old Blue died, he died so hard, he dug little holes all in my backyard. Amen. Old Blue was having a hard time dying. Amen. I went down to see Brother and Sister Corn, and she took in so many dogs they'd fenced in the yard and made a kennel out of it. And those dogs had dug holes all through the backyard of the parsonage. Amen. Down there at Phelps, Kentucky. Amen. I walked up on the steps and looked out across the yard where those dogs that Sister Corn took in to live. And I said, "That looks like where old Blue died." Amen. Little holes dug all in the backyard. But I'll tell you what. Amen. There's a lot of folks that's going to go to hell. And they're going to go to hell hard. It's a hard way to go. Amen. When Marvin Barnett finally died, after being hit upside the head with a brick bat that his son-in-law threw. Amen. And all he could say when he finally came to and opened his eyes was, "No, no, 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 no." All the words that came out when he tried to make conversation were, "No, no, 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 no." Same words he had told Sister Rosie Hatfield that night when he rejected God. No. How'd you like to get hung up on no? And just say it all the way. Amen. Marvin died such a hard death that Leland Carter, who was hardened to death because he was the funeral director of Thayer, Missouri, the only one for years, friend to all the families, all our families. Leland Carter of Carter Burial Association said, "I'm not a praying man, but I don't want to die like Marvin Barnett died." It's a hard way to die, to go to hell, lost without hope. Stand with me and let's pray as they come sing tonight. Let's come around this altar. Let's draw close to God and determine to live our life like God said to live it, and glorify Him in Jesus' name. Father,
Bless our broken remarks, Lord. We'll give account of it in the day of judgment, Lord. Oh, Lord, we're coming down to the end of the road. Amen. Lord, help us to come down with grace and mercy and peace from God on high. I pray for my friends tonight here and abroad, everyone that hears these tapes, that God will touch lives and hearts and bodies and souls and minds. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, children of God, as they sing, we invite you to the place of refuge, the place of escape, the place of peace, the place of hope.